Hello, this is Musajja Awino as usual. Welcome to Understand Democracy. We will look at peaceful conflict resolution today because in a pluralistic and democratic society like Uganda, we often have to deal with conflicting interests. Conflicts are a natural part of relationships. Conflicts occur when humans with different ideas, interests, and perceptions interact.
This man's goats are in my garden again. James Hajonga. James! James!
Yes, neighbor!
Don't neighbor me! Your goats are in my garden. I think you're doing this intentionally, out of contempt.
Mukuru Mike, I am sorry. The children did not tether them well.
This has become a song. Today I'm going to teach you a lesson. You despise me?
Neighbor, it won't happen again.
Muchala, bring my panga. Let me cut this man's goats. That's when he will learn to respect me. Bring it! Hurry!
Mommy, cutting his goats will put us in trouble. That is a crime.
I don't care. I'm tired of this man despising me. Give me my panga. I will cut the goats and deal with the police.
Mommy!
Misunderstandings, disagreements, conflicts will always occur among people. The most important thing is that we deal with them in a responsible, positive, peaceful and constructive way. Our differences and disagreements can actually help us in making decisions, reaching consensus, solving problems, and finding the best solutions for society as a whole. However, the way we deal with conflicts can determine whether or not they lead to a constructive resolution or whether they will escalate or even lead to violence. Responding to conflicts productively requires patience, understanding, and willingness to dialogue.
Members, thank you for coming to this meeting on short notice. I have called you here so that we can work together and resolve the issue between our fellow community members, our neighbors, Michael and James. I want to start by thanking Michael. Michael, thank you for listening to your wife and resisting from violence. Thank you for controlling yourself from cutting James's goats.
You did the right thing, Michael.
We must avoid violence. Thank you, Michael.
As people living together, we can't avoid problems entirely.
Yes.
Issues will always come up. The most important thing is that we resolve them peacefully. So, James, we have looked at Michael's garden. We have seen the damage your goats did to his crops. What do you have to say?
First, I want to apologize to Mommy, Michael. Michael, I am sorry. The problem is with the children who tether the goats. But from now onwards, myself and my wife will be tethering the goats ourselves. I promise the goats will not go to your garden again.
This is not the first time, James. I've told you many times, but I think you just despise me.
Let's calm down, people. We totally understand your frustration, Mommy Michael. We are here to find a solution.
Mr. Michael, I don't despise you. Our children play together. We have helped each other many times. You are like my brother. If anything happens at my home, you are always the first person I call for help. And I do the same for you. We are neighbors. It's not like I'm going to migrate and leave tomorrow.
Yes, you have to find a way to coexist peacefully.
I understand that. But apologizing will not bring back my crops or feed my family. You have to compensate me.
We totally understand, Michael. How much compensation do you want?
I want 2 sacks of maize.
2 sacks is a lot. Madam Chairperson, I can afford 1 sack.
Michael, you have heard your neighbor.
Madam Chairperson, allow me to speak. We are all neighbors. Michael, you also have goats.
Yes.
One day they might also go into James's garden. This is my humble request. Let us forgive each other. I know his goats destroyed your crops, but he has promised not to let that happen again.
Yes.
My Michael, I request that you forgive James this time. If his goats go into your garden again, then he can compensate you. I think you can even take the matter to the police if it happens again.
Muzei Simon, you have spoken well. Michael, what do you think?
Okay, I will forgive him this time. But he should make sure that this never happens again.
Thank you, Michael. I promise it won't happen again.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for preserving peace and unity in our community. Now that you have forgiven each other, please shake hands.
That's peaceful conflict resolution. That's democracy. This means we should avoid aggressive confrontation or passive avoidance of conflict. Community leaders and elected representatives have an important role to play in the management of conflict in their communities and constituencies. For democracy to work in our homes, villages, communities, and Uganda, we have to resolve our differences peacefully. I'm out of time, but remember, on Understand Democracy, Musajja Wabwino, I help you to understand democracy process by process. Just do one thing, sigala kumukutu. This information is brought to you by the Ministry of Information, Communications Technology, and National Guidance, GAIN Uganda, and Konrad Adenauer Stiftung. Before I go, let me leave you with something to think about. What are the main sources of conflict in your community? How can you prevent conflict from escalating or turning violent? See you next time on Understand Democracy with me, Musajja Wabwino.